Hey guys, welcome to Social Media Secrets. We're going to dive into something we haven't talked about in a while, but I'm really excited because I've been seeing it coming up quite a bit. And in fact, I just experienced it last week. So we're going to dive on in and talk all about imposter syndrome. You may know what this is. It may be brand new to you. You might be like, what the heck is that? Is that like Among Us? No, we're going to dive into what this is. And this may actually become a series. We'll see how this goes. But let's cue that intro, get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hola, hola, guys. I'm so excited. I've been working on my French now that I have Spanish down, even though it may not have sounded like that right then. I replaced a lot of my scroll time with learning French every evening on Duolingo, and it is so fun. So I'm pretty close to conversational. I get very nervous, but I will use it at some point. So I think I could kind of officially consider myself trilingual. I'll take it. It's pretty exciting. Anyways, let's dive on in. Have you ever started a project or been offered an opportunity or given the potential of a promotion? And when it came down to it, you panicked and you felt this freak out moment like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can handle it. What if everyone finds out that I'm just a kid that is pretending to be an adult? What if the other moms at the playground discover that I'm not a real grown-up? What if, right? Does anyone else feel this way? Like you're literally trying on these avatars and like you're going to be discovered? Okay, so this is hitting home, right? Sounds familiar. Maybe you're the boss or you're the leader or you're the manager and you're like, I am so not qualified for this role. When are people going to discover I'm not? Okay, so if you've experienced any of these feelings, you've probably experienced what we call imposter syndrome. This is super helpful. Imposter syndrome gives you a name to that weird feeling that makes you feel like you are literally in a real life game of Among Us and you worry, what if I am discovered or what if everyone votes me out and I wasn't really an imposter, I was doing my best, or I was an imposter and it still is just too much for me to handle. Okay, so imposter syndrome is basically this thing that the majority of people go through. Not everyone does go through it. I just want to be clear about that. For example, some people grew up in really functional households that actually minimized like the trauma that we went through and helped us to become super confident in ourselves. When I say us and we, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about those people who went through great upbringings. And oftentimes their parents raised them to believe that they really can do anything that they set their mind to. Now, this is a fine line. I'm not a psychologist, though I kind of sometimes think about going back to school to become a psychologist so I can talk about this stuff in depth without having just studied it, but actually having like a degree behind talking about specifically psychology. So there's, you know, the group of people who were raised with maybe a little less intense trauma, and those people were raised in healthy environments that led them to believe like, oh, you actually can do the things that you set your mind to. Then there's also the group of people who are like personality disorders, right? So some people with personality disorders don't experience imposter syndrome. So there's those exceptions. Everyone else has imposter syndrome. Got it? So very few people don't have it. I am super happy to share this with you guys today. I feel like it should be super normalized. Just earlier last week, I was messaging one of my good friends, actually two of my good friends, Rachel Miller and Molly Mahoney. And I said, you guys, I got hit by imposter syndrome this week. Like, what happened? And the first thing that they did is Molly immediately was like, yay, you're human. And she was like so happy to hear that. It was kind of funny. And she's also just an incredibly fun friend, and Rachel Miller, and I like laughed about it and talked about some coping strategies. But the thing is, until you know it's like a real thing that people go through, you find yourself feeling like alone, like you have to hide, you can't talk about it. You want to almost like isolate yourself, because if you spend time around people, you may not, or rather it may be harder for you to hide that's who you are, this imposter that doesn't belong, and what if you're discovered? Now, I'm going to share a couple things with you that were huge lessons for me, and then I actually have, make sure you listen to the end, because I have 27 strategies. These are all different strategies that I tap into when I experience imposter syndrome, and these may be different than the ones that you've heard from other people, which is really exciting. These are my personal strategies for beating imposter syndrome. So whereas in the past, maybe imposter syndrome would take me down for a week, now it takes me down for about 5 to 45 minutes. And I'm like, okay, let's bounce back. We got to make this happen, because people are relying on me not feeling like an imposter to lead a company, right? It's kind of cool. And I hope that you guys appreciate me being very honest about this journey. I think that it's super, super powerful. So one of the things, though, that is really crazy about imposter syndrome is that there's this like bell curve of growth. And most people go through this. And this bell curve of growth is incredible, because I'm going to actually pull it up right now as we're talking, because I have to look up the name. It's called the Kubler-Ross change curve. And so it starts out with like, first you discover all the things that you need to know in your role, and that brings you to a place of shock. The next step is denial. Now, denial is a really nice way of saying that you're overconfident and completely undereducated. Has anyone else ever had those moments? I like to equate those with the moments of when I was pregnant or thinking about having kids, and I had educated myself a little bit on being a parent and what healthy child development is like. And I was like, I've got this. Like, all these parents that struggle with being a parent, I'm going to be so different because I've studied and I know how to raise healthy children. So I've got this. And then you have a kid. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I had no clue. That's the awakening. That's the next part. That's when the dip starts to go down. That's frustration. The same thing's true in our careers, in building businesses, all of the above. And then you hit this moment that's like the pit of despair. Now, whether you've been a parent or you've started a business or you've ever gone after a big promotion or you've gotten a dream job, you have likely experienced the pit of despair, and you felt like you were never going to make it out. You suddenly were aware of how much there was that you didn't know. By the way, I don't know if anyone else ever experiences this, but especially from like the pit of despair point on in this journey, you look back when you were in that sweet, sweet, blissful period of denial where you thought you knew everything and you became super arrogant, and you're like, oh, it's amazing. and I absolutely love looking back and being like, I was so blissfully unaware. I thought I knew everything about running a business and marketing, and I'm so grateful that I continued on. Some people stop growing in the season of denial. Now, I want to bring this up. Do you guys see why I want to like go back to school to become a psychologist, just so I can have that like degree and speak to this with a little bit of extra authority? Maybe I'd wear like a white lab coat while I record these podcast episodes. But the crazy thing is, I think about that denial phase, and there's actually this thing called the Dunning-Kruger effect. And when people stop progressing in that stage of blissful unawareness, rather the state of not knowing all the things that they don't know, and they only see the things that they know and they feel super smart, that Dunning-Kruger effect means that people actually completely overestimate their understanding. They overestimate their skills. Have you ever met someone who is like super confident, and then you actually saw them perform their craft and it was actually terrible, and you were like, oh my gosh, do you have any idea? It's like watching American Idol, the first couple of shows of each season. There are people who absolutely cannot sing, and they allow them on the show, and these people are blissfully unaware. They literally won't even hear it when the judges say, you're not made for singing. This is really bad. You're like tone deaf. And they're like, I won't hear it. So that is the Dunning-Kruger effect, which is fascinating. It's people who completely overestimate their skill set. So the good news is, if you are experiencing imposter syndrome on any level, you do not have Dunning-Kruger. You are not completely overestimating your abilities. Imposter syndrome comes from when you get past that blissful unawareness, place of lack of awareness. Imposter syndrome comes when the pit of despair hits. And there is a period beyond the pit of despair. So don't worry, there's, you know, experimentation, there's decision, and then there's integration/mastery, which mastery is this beautiful place where you suddenly become super aware of all of the things you don't know. A lot of times people think like, oh, when you're a master, you know everything. No, the beautiful thing about mastery is you become aware of how little you know, and you're so okay with it. That's, in my belief, what mastery is. It's this understanding of, I don't know it all, and there are so many people who know so much, but what I'm going to do is continue to learn with an obsession for growth. So if you're not at mastery yet, don't worry. It's beyond imposter syndrome on this journey. So imposter syndrome is essentially this awareness, this awakening to how much you don't know. And at first, it's terrifying. So there were these two experiences I went through. One was learning a quote. And oh my gosh, it was just amazing. It was, I believe, from one of the co-founders of Netflix. And he said, stop looking at us. We don't know anything either. Something like that. And I just remember hearing this and thinking, this is one of the best things I've ever heard. There's several different quotes. His key piece of advice about the world of business is nobody knows anything. That's a great sign that he's in a place of mastery. But that was what pried me out of the pit of despair, that place of being so scared of, am I going to be an imposter forever? And he also explained, we were just a handful of people with zero experience in the video industry that took down $1 billion, 60,000 person, our employee company. I also once heard someone saying to an employee, why are you always coming to management and the CEOs? We don't know anything. Stop looking for the adult in the room. There is no adult in the room. You are the adult in the room. And so there's this beautiful recognition of, imposter syndrome is just a sign that you don't have Dunning-Kruger. Like, it's just a sign that you're on your journey towards mastery. Now, not, like I said, not everybody experiences it, but it can be super alarming, and you can start to worry, what if people discover that I'm an imposter? But the truth is, if you discovered that you don't know everything, perfect. You're on a healthy journey. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode talking a little bit about imposter syndrome, giving a name to the crazy feelings that we feel on this roller coaster of building a business. A couple of other episodes that you're going to want to watch for are potentially on their way related to imposter syndrome. If you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot of it, share it on Instagram, and tag me at the Mrs. Peterson, all E's and a D in my last name. Oh, and by the way, I put together 27 of my favorite strategies for beating imposter syndrome, things that help you to keep going even when you become incredibly aware of all of the things that you don't know, which is a little bit scary. So head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and you will find those 27 strategies there. I know you're going to absolutely love it. I put my heart and soul into it. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.